USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Governors across the United States are easing COVID restrictions, drawing condemnation from the Biden administration.
We will be pulling back on these mitigation methods. It's not going to be this way indefinitely, for sure. We want to get those levels of virus very, very low, and then we will have much, much easier time to safely pull back and get the economy and all the other things that we want to be normal.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS's Face the Nation. Utah, Texas, Mississippi, Iowa, Montana, Alabama, and North Dakota have ended statewide face covering mandates or will soon. Arizona, Connecticut, and West Virginia are rescinding rules including capacity limits, but mask requirements will remain in place. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says again he will not resign after two more women have come forward accusing him of inappropriate relations. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.